Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome to a Championship Sunday edition of TC Live from the Credit One Charleston Open. It is the largest women's only event in North America, more than a half century of history. They say Charleston is where the court meets the coast. And over the past 50 years, it's been where the legends have built their legacy. Ole Jabeur hoping to join that elite company today, waiting for her championship opponent. She's already in the final for the second straight year, but will she face Belinda Bencic again? The returning champ up a set, down 4-2 in a second set tiebreak with Jessie Pegula. That match resumes 1:30 Eastern, the final to follow after suitable rest. Welcome onto our FanDuel Tennis Channel desk, Steve Weissman, Chanda Rubin, Lindsay Davenport. It's a bit chilly out here. It's been misting a little bit. Just saw a fantastic doubles final. That was incredible. Desiree Kravchuk and Danielle Collins coming through to win that one, but we've got so much more today. Not the best situation, right, if you're Belinda and Jessie having to quit last night and start again today.
Yeah, I think it's always tough when you've got stops and starts. You've got the rain. You don't know how much time you're going to actually have to possibly get in the match or have to come back the next day. I think for Jessie Pegula, the fact that she came back in that match after losing the first, she's in good position in the second. She might have slept pretty comfortably last night because of it. It could have been an entirely different situation with the lead that Bencic had in that match, but it should be interesting today. Slightly different conditions. I think a little bit better for the players today. Not quite as heavy, so we'll see if that makes a difference.
Listen, we didn't think we were going to get any tennis in yesterday, so to finish one semifinal and to almost complete another one seemed like a win, really, for all the players. It will be a little easier because there's not really rain in the forecast. It'll be cold, but the players know that this tournament will be able to be finished tonight. I think the fans are really excited today also to see tennis, but it is cold and it is heavy, and it is not easy going to sleep in the middle of a match, let alone in the middle of a second set tiebreak. Really tough circumstances. And yesterday we knew once it got to a tiebreak, we were like counting the minutes before the rain was coming. Like, could they finish it? And it just became too much. And, you know, fast starts. That's what it's all about today for Pegula and Bencic. You have to be ready to go in the very first point. It's tough for some players. Sometimes they need a little bit of time to get ready and get into a match.
And Bencic 5 points away from the final, and Pegula just 3 points away from taking it to a deciding set. This is how we got to this point late last night. Both of these players having to hang around for a really long time in order to even take the court. Didn't know if they were going to be able to play. And then this first set, extremely close, Lindsay.
It was really close. Interesting. Pegula's actually never won a set off of Belinda Bencic, and Bencic continued that run. These two exchanged a lot of long baseline exchanges. There was a lot of winners. But in the end, it was Bencic who was just a little bit more thorough. I think Pegula struggled, maybe just a little fatigued over a long 5 weeks, but more of the same in the second set. These two went back and forth, and Bencic got to return for the match a couple of different times, and Pegula was able to raise her game, hold serve, and bring it in the tiebreak. Once the tiebreak started, it was a full-on mist for these players. Conditions were deteriorating by the second. Pegula was moving around the court. And then this was the last point played. They switched sides, and Bencic was like, this is too wet. It's becoming mud, and that's how we left it.
Yeah, late last night, 4-2 in the second set tiebreak with Pegula leading. The players would leave the court. They would have to sleep on this, and they will be back out in about 20 minutes to resume. And then Ole Jabeur is just chilling, waiting. she had a nice dinner last night and just said, play all night, play in the rain. Taking a look at our ZipRecruiter match stats, Chanda, what'd you see?
Well, we knew that returns would play a big part in this match. Both of these players, terrific returners. We had a number of breaks in some critical moments, but it was really down the stretch in that second set where Pegula raised her level and was very close to getting this match all tied up. So we'll see what she can produce today, but it was a fun battle back and forth yesterday evening.
Remember, Jessie Pegula has never taken a set off of Belinda Bencic in their previous meetings. right now, 3 points away from doing that for the first time. Will we see a deciding set? It's coming up bottom of the hour as you take a look at your doubles champions. Desiree Kravchuk on the right, Danielle Collins on the left. Her first ever doubles title for Desi, eighth title and first of the year. Back after this. Lindsey Chen and Steve back on TC Live. Remember to mark your calendars for the year's next major. Tennis Channel will once again have exclusive daily live coverage of Roland Garros. Don't miss any of the action from the red clay in Paris. It all begins Sunday, May 28th. Final earlier today, ATP Tour in Estoril. World number 5 Casper Ruud going for his 10th title on tour, but looking for his first win against Miomir Kecmanovic. This rivalry, Chanda, goes back to the Eddie Hearn Juniors in 2014.
Now, they're so familiar with each other's games, but it was Casper Ruud who got off to the quicker start using his forehand as a weapon, and that has always elevated the Ruud game. He's so good moving on this red clay, comfortable out of the corners, but he was aggressive when he had the ball in front of him, stepping inside the court there and able to take that first set. And it was a real advantage because the second set would go down to the wire tight all the way through. Another big forehand from Casper Ruud. Kecmanovic would have some break opportunities, but he couldn't convert. And shots like this one were a little bit demoralizing, Steve. But in the tiebreak, Kecmanovic with an opportunity trying to get it to the third. But again, the wheels, the legs of Ruud to get around and hit that forehand to put himself in a finishing position, that was the key. And he said his goal this year was to win a title. Finally gets it done. And how sweet it is lifting a trophy at the end of the week.
Casper Ruud, that red clay, he is back home. 9 of his 10 titles have come on the dirt. Gets his first of the year. And this one's special because Casper Ruud entered this tournament just 5-6 on the season. This win will actually bump him up to number 4 in the world. Lost second round at the Australian Open. Third round at both Indian Wells and Miami. But back home on the red dirt. And Casper Ruud raising his 10th ATP title. When we come back, we will be joined by former world number 4 Todd Martin, talk about his new role here in Charleston and in Cincinnati as we lead up to the conclusion of the women's single semifinals between Jesse Pegula, Belinda Bencic, bottom of the hour.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at newbalance.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That is the beautiful trophy that they will be playing for in moments back in Charleston. More than 50 years of history at this event. One of these two ladies will be attempting to play for that trophy. Jesse Pegula, Belinda Bencic will resume their semifinal. Bottom of the hour, the winner to take on Ons Jabeur back in the finals for the second straight year. And we are back on the desk and excited to welcome in our friend, my fellow Northwestern Wildcat, and somebody who's added a new title to his name, the new head of tennis for BMOC Sports, the group that owns the tournament here in Charleston as well as in Cincinnati. Congratulations on the new role, Todd. Great to see you here.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be here.
So how's the transition been? Obviously, for the last decade, basically, you've been the CEO of the International Tennis Hall of Fame, and now this new role. How's the transition?
So it's been very interesting. It's a much different role. I left a small nonprofit and now work for a relatively large for-profit that is deepening its investment in tennis. very operational in my role at the Hall of Fame, and much more strategic and long-term vision stuff for BMOC Sports.
Well, Todd, you've been at the highest levels of this sport in so many different capacities as a player, and that's not in doubt, so don't say it is, as a coach, as an executive. And now in this new role, how do you feel your experiences will help you as you embark on this new phase?
Well, with the investment in Cincinnati, that increased BMOC's investment in sports so much, which is when Ben Navarro thought that it was important to add somebody with a diverse tennis background to the team. I think my experiences will help in a number of different ways, but as much as anything, understanding the continuum and the multifaceted benefits of our sport and integrating all of those things so that we can really make a transformational impact in the sport.
Well, I want to ask you about the tournament here in Charleston. This is one of, you know, the favorite stops on the WTA Tour. What has been your impressions of the tournament itself, of the tennis? We just watched an incredible doubles final, but what has been your thoughts since being here in Charleston?
Well, in 2022, Bob Moran and the team here at the Credit One Charleston Open won the WTA 500 of the year. I knew it was well-deserved. Being here for the last 9 days, I understand just how well-deserved it was. Of course, the renovation of the stadium was spectacular. It is a perfect place to play tennis. But throughout the property, especially early on in the week, it's got a great festival nature. The setting is beautiful. But the team does a really good job of programming the entire space, integrating sponsor activations that make a lot of sense. And one of the things that I love the most is that no matter which player it is, they get the women out and interacting with the public so that the fan experience is great. But I think also the players appreciate the support in their own brand development.
Players love it. The fans love it. The media loves it. I mean, we love everything about what's going on here in Charleston. Part of your role as head of tennis for BMOC Sports will be tournament director in Cincinnati. What have you learned from Bob Moran and the team here that will help you there?
So we've been working with the team in Cincinnati for the last several months. There's a lot to do. We're going to invest in making sure that the 2023 version of the Western and Southern Open is out of this world. And then doing a lot of planning for 2025 and making sure that the property is fully ready for almost a doubling of the draw sizes. So a bunch of extra courts, improved hospitality spaces, great player areas. So that's all exciting. Bob and I will partner in leading that tournament into the future, and I'm excited about that. It's a little daunting in certain ways, worrying about what the player experience is and player gifts. It's been a long time since I thought about some of these things, but we've got a great team there and clearly an ownership group that's ready to invest in making it all that it should be.
Oh, congratulations, Todd, on the new role. They picked a great guy to take over head of tennis for the group, and we wish you the best of luck in Cincinnati.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Chanda.
Todd Martin, taking over head of tennis for BMOC Sports, the group that owns this event, the one in Cincinnati, a whole lot of tennis properties. We will see who will raise the trophy here in Charleston. The resumption of the semifinals coming up in just about 8 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Back on TC Live, we enter the social net, and former world number one Naomi Osaka announced her pregnancy in January, Chanda, but after taking the year off, she recently shared her new goals for when she returns. She said she wants to win 8 more Grand Slam titles, and she wants to win Olympic gold in Paris in 2024. Love to see that. What was your reaction?
You know, I was curious as to how she came up with the 8 number.
It's double what she has now.
Okay, that's a good reason. You know, she is such a dynamic player, and it is so much fun. The sport is better for it when she's playing, and when she's playing great tennis. So I would love to see her come back. Hopefully she does. And certainly at this stage in her life, though, she's got a little bit on her plate, becoming a new mom, about to become a new mom. So take care of that first, and then we'd love to have you back anytime.
Oh, wants to come back, I think, in 2024 is what she said.
Okay.
So hopefully Australia, where she's won twice and had a ton of success. But great to see the fact that she's got these lofty goals. She can certainly do it. I mean, when
Absolutely.
She's at her peak power, she can win every major.
No, it's no question about it. And, you know, there's so many life changes that happen when you become a parent. You don't know quite how you're going to feel, how it's going to change you. But a lot of times we hear that players are even more motivated and they're playing for something and someone kind of bigger than themselves. And maybe that's something that will benefit Naomi Osaka as well. You know, she's so thoughtful about so many issues and so many things that benefit others. So hopefully she will be able to come back and get back to the high level of tennis we've seen her play at.
Having Osaka on tour is better for the tour. By the way, she's been practicing while pregnant. She's been hitting at Vijay Amitraj's house. Mm-hmm. They've got a court in the backyard. So Naomi is getting ready for this big-time return. Let's take a look at Chanda's FanDuel pick of the day results. On Jabeur picking up some Chanda bucks for you.
On Jabeur has been playing terrific all week, and it was a battle. She got down in that first set against Kasatkina, but was able to turn things around. She became a pretty good pick for me, Steve. Unfortunately, we don't know who her opponent is going to be in the final just yet, but we'll see.
We shall see. But great pick. You can't pick today because we don't have the odds yet. We don't know who the final's going to be. All right. How are you getting ready for a restart like this at this point in the match if you're Jesse and Belinda? Have you ever been in this situation before?
Yes, where you've had to stop in the middle of a match. I've had to do it a number of times. You know, sometimes it can take days to finish depending on the weather. In this case, the weather looks good today. So I think that's an advantage for these players that they know they can get out and at least get the match finished and hopefully be able to play that final. I think conditions are a little bit better as well. So that maybe helps. It's still a bit heavy, but not quite as soupy as it was yesterday. But you, I think, want to get off to a good start. And Lindsay talked about it a little bit in a couple of segments ago. The fact that, you know, you want to be warm, you want to be ready to play. Those first couple of points can be huge because we are in the middle of a tiebreak. And so for Pegula in particular, she doesn't have a lot of room for error because she's down a set. She's got to be especially ready to go.
It's a sprint. Just like this TC Live, a shortened edition of TC Live today, because we got the players walking out momentarily for Chanda Rubin, Lindsay Davenport, Todd Martin, the entire team. I'm Steve Weissman. Thanks for joining us on TC Live. We've got plenty of tennis for you all day long. The finals after this one, but first the conclusion to the semifinals between Jesse Pegula and Belinda Bencic. Lindsay and Pam Shriver on the call after this.